This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
An armored truck was driving down some road or highway and blowing money out somehow. And people picked some of it up, as you would presume that they would. And we'll tell you about what happened. The captain has that story coming up. Plus, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, the chairman of the LPNH, has been arrested for so-called criminal trespass because he was at a school board meeting and refused to segregate himself because he wasn't wearing a mask. We'll tell you about that also. I got audio of that happening as well. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Robert is on the line in South Carolina to start things out this hour. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, I just wanted to put the gun thing a little bit in perspective. I got my first gun, actually it was a rifle with a strap to put around my shoulders from my parents when I was 8 years old. And I never had any problems with it. I lived in the Ramapo Catskill Mountains north and west of
I presume they took you to the range and or, you know, an empty yard or whatever and taught you how to use it.
Yes, my mother and my stepfather gave me the gun, and my father taught me how to use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There was a range near the top of Tuxedo Mountain where we practiced with my two little brothers. They practiced on the gun as well.
And you know that is completely within the rights of those parents to make that decision. In my case, my dad was taken me to the gun range, I think, when I was like 8 or 9 or 10, somewhere in that range, and they didn't want to give me a gun at that age for whatever, you know, it was just their choice. But then, you know, later on they did. I wasn't a teenager. It was much, much later. But they said I could have like a BB gun of my own when I was a teenager. But everybody's parents has a different rules on it.
Yeah, for me, I was at some sort of a family gathering, possibly a Thanksgiving even. Mm-hmm. And we were at somebody's house out in the rural area. And just in the backyard, off the deck, there were some target practice going on. I had some cans and bottles up on a little ledge, you know, out in the back 40 kind of a thing. And my cousins were firing, and my uncle looks over at me and he's like, you think you want to try one? I'm like, okay. And I tried one, and it was, I don't know, it was like a 22 or something. I totally missed. And finally I got one after several tries. And then, of course, they were like,
how old were you?
Oh, man, I don't know, man. Like,
maybe a little kid?
Maybe 10.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe 10, 11 years old, something like that. So not old, but you know, it was definitely a family thing. It wasn't, you know, a school thing. It was family, and, like, they're all hunters, and they were prepping for hunting season, I'm sure, and all that kind of a thing.
Seems like a fine way to learn. Yeah. Robert, what else did you want to say about it?
I'd also like to say that Kyle Rittenhouse, I do believe, was hit twice with that skateboard, once in the head, and he was hit so hard that he was having trouble staying up, and I do believe he fell and then managed to get up. But he was hit. It wasn't hit at all. As Jerome had said. And by the way, just so you know, Jerome once said over the air what his job was he was retired from, and it was a position involving significant public trust, and I'm really surprised that they entrusted him with that kind of a job, considering the kinds of positions he's taken over the air. Do you want me to say what kind of a job it was?
I mean, you can make an allegation. Obviously, it's just what you're saying.
No, I mean, he actually said it over the air. He said he was a police officer.
That seems hard to believe.
He's a police officer. He's retired.
Very interesting, though, Robert. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
We'll have to ask him about that the next time.
Yeah, if we remember, we'll definitely bring it up to him. 603-283-6160. Speaking of police officers, there were at least two of them in attendance at the school board meeting in...
Why are cops even at a school board meeting?
Because they might have to arrest somebody. And that's exactly what they did when the chairman of the Libertarian Party, his name's Nolan Pelletier, or Pelletier, I don't know how you pronounce it, French, but a nice guy. I'd never actually met him before, didn't know, you know, about what was going on with the Libertarian Party. I just haven't paid close attention over the last year or so, but he is the newer chairman of the LP of New Hampshire, and he had attended all of the school board meetings. The poor bastard. I mean, it's
why
just
would
brutal.
You torture yourself in such a fashion?
Brutal. The reason why they were going, he and his wife were there, and they were unmasked. And the reason why that he had been attending these meetings was specifically because of the issue of masks, that the school board is forcing the children in the 10 school district schools there to wear masks at all times, apparently, throughout the day. And they apparently had said during the summer that they were going to make it optional. And then they changed their mind and continued the mandate. So they, you know, I guess were there to have themselves heard and maybe speak out about it or whatever. Didn't get a chance because before the basically before the meeting began, they started by reading a threat to the people that were in the audience. And I'm just gonna, I know it's school board content, but these meetings are just really dull, but I want to play the threat, and we'll play for you what happened, like, almost immediately as soon as this threat was read out. So this chairperson of the school board, she's a doctor, some so-and-so, and, of course, all these people are masked on the stage. This is a video, by the way, that you can go see for yourself over at freekeen.com. It's right there. It's the top story right now. Here's how this meeting started, and I did clip some of it out just to give you the essentials of this.
I'd like to take a moment to address the rules of order at the Timberlane Regional School Board meetings. So while our board meetings are open to the public, our board meetings are not public hearings where the public has the right to speak out. In other words, board meetings are not public meetings, but meetings held in public.
Huh? Board, what?
Board meetings are not public meetings, but they're meetings that are held in public.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe the sort of serpentine, labyrinthine, nebulous, whatever you want to call that description of this meeting, but it is definitely like a crazy bureaucratic kind of statement.
That's doublespeak if I ever heard it.
Yeah. So that's how they start the meeting, and then the threats come out.
All attendees are expected to conduct themselves in a civil and respectful manner, and the board will not tolerate interruptions, harassment, discrimination, threats, or other conduct that interferes with this meeting.
Now, by the way, I've got a title on the video that says, excluding the board's own harassment, threats, and intimidation, of course, which is exactly what they're doing to the people. Remember, if you weren't tuned in the first hour, they have a separate entrance for people who are unmasked. They have a special section, which she'll refer to here in just a moment, for people who are unmasked. It is absolutely segregation at this board meeting.
Interruptions, name-calling, booing, speaking, and making remarks during the meeting will result in removal from the meeting. Violations of policy BEDH shall result in immediate removal from the meeting. Finally, while the vast majority of the public has been respectful and compliant with the mask mandates in the district, please be reminded that masks be worn in all schools and SAE buildings in the district, including the location of the board meeting.
Now, she's actually reading, they have on the screen here, the statement that she's making about the masks. So this is something they've already published, I believe.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a date on the screen, but I suspect that this is being read at the beginning of every meeting just to put everyone on notice of what they can do.
Persons with disabilities may elect not to wear a mask at board meetings if they remain seated in the cordoned off area of the Performing Arts Center. Members of the public who refuse to wear masks and do not remain in the cordoned off section of the meeting will be in violation of the rules of the meeting. Continued refusal to follow the rules of the meeting by any member of the public will result in an order to leave the premises. If the member of the public does not leave the premises on their own volition, such refusal constitutes criminal trespass.
Now, criminal trespass, they can charge differently, right? Like, it can be charged as a violation, but it can also be charged as a misdemeanor with up to a one-year penalty behind bars.
Wow.
So, you know, and she doesn't specify what this is going to be, but
under RSA 635:2, Section 3, B2, and I will ask law enforcement for assistance, effectuating the removal of said person from the meeting.
And guess what happens?
Men in costumes with guns show up.
And masks. Masked men.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
The number is 603-283-6160. And just moments later, that's exactly what she does. We'll share that with you coming up here. It is free.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD. Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
Don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got a social media platform, and we run it.
So it's not some sort of big tech, mega corporate situation where you have to really worry about what you're going to say, or else they'll delete your account, which is, by the way, what Twitter's been doing over the last several weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, every week they've been deleting a fairly well-known libertarian account. And these are people with, like, tens of thousands of followers. And then they, of course, they start a new account on Twitter, and they like, oh, help me, you know, find my friends. And it's like, dude, just get on Mastodon.
Yeah.
Now,
isn't that Twitter guy, didn't he claim to be a libertarian, the owner guy?
Oh, yeah, good question. Yeah. I don't know if he's the owner, but he's the CEO of Twitter.
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey is
That's
his
the guy.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tweeted something about Mises, or Rothbard, one of the other, I don't know, a couple months ago, and all the libertarians were all aflutter about it. Oh, he's turning into a libertarian. No, they're still deleting libertarian accounts left and right. So if you want to save yourself from that situation, because it seems like it's inevitable, like if you make enough of a splash on one of these platforms, somebody's going to see your posts that don't like you, and they're going to report you.
Maybe when Dorsey posted that, that was just like, this is who we're going after.
Could be. I can tell you this. He recently put forth a white paper for a so-called decentralized exchange. And I say so-called because it ain't.
Hmm.
But we can talk about that at another time as well. But the number here is 603-283-6160. So if you care about the freedom to post your thoughts online, then you really ought to get on an independent platform. And we don't care if you use ours, because anybody who's got the chops as far as running a Linux server can run Mastodon. Like, you got to have the chops, but you know, there's enough people out there that can do that stuff. So if you can't do it yourself, you can know a guy and hire a guy or whatever, and then you can run your own Mastodon server.
Or if you want to get the chops, go look at how to do it, and
sure,
then maybe hire a guy to show you how to do it.
Yeah.
And then you've got the chops.
Yeah. So social.freetalklive.com, you want to see what a Mastodon looks like. It looks a lot like Twitter. It's just not run by Twitter,
right.
And it does all the same stuff, and it's free, and you can express yourself without the same fear of being shut down over at social.freetalklive.com. Speaking of being shut down for your opinions, that's exactly what happened to the chairman of the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire at a Timberlane school district. Now, this is in the southeast corner of the state. It's over by the Seacoast area, right near the Massachusetts border. This school district actually is not the first time they've arrested somebody at their meeting this year. In fact, they arrested a woman earlier this year, a grandmother, and a Sunday school teacher.
Hence the long diatribe that we've heard so far.
Yeah, so,
okay.
So the school board starts the meeting by reading a threat saying, essentially, if you don't have a mask on, you need to sit in the disabled section, the cordoned off disabled section, and you need to, she didn't mention this, but you also, there's a special door, a side door, where they want you to go through. Now, Nolan, who is the chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, and his wife, they chose to not go through the side door, and they were finally allowed in through the normal front door. And like, you know, people that can choose things for themselves, they decided they were going to sit in the main seating area. And as you will see if you watch the video over at freekeen.com, there is not a soul within 20 seats of these people.
Hmm.
So it's not like it's some sort of packed meeting and they're coughing on people or whatever, right? Like, there is literally no
one
around.
No, it's just they weren't compliant.
Yeah, they weren't compliant. And so, again, this the chairperson of the meeting reads out a threat, and we continue with the video here.
We sincerely hope to avoid having to take any of the above actions during our board meetings, as we believe that such a decision would not serve the district.
But then, within moments, they go ahead and do the exact actions she was saying they, quote, hope to avoid. It's obvious that they have the intention to do these things because it's literally how they start their meeting.
Thank you in advance for your anticipated compliance with these rules of order. Moving on now to Madam Chair.
Yes. Now, there was a cut there in the video. But honestly, I didn't cut out more than, not even a minute. Like, they did, like, an approval of the minutes from the previous meeting, mm-hmm. and immediately this overweight bureaucrat here, of course, they're all well-fed tax feeders, she stops the meeting.
I'm going to ask that you hold up and don't get into the until people are complying with what we're stating.
So she is looking out at the audience and upset that people have not gotten up from the main seating area. They must comply.
I'm going to ask the people that are not wearing masks move to the cordoned off section area of the Performing Arts Center.
Now, when somebody says, I'm going to ask you, is that the same thing as an order?
An ask is not an order.
No, in no book that I've ever read, and no, you know, dictionary definition, the word ask is not an order.
Usually ask involves choice.
Yeah.
Like, do you like peanut butter or chocolate?
And it's not going to be the first time you hear the word ask being used in the upcoming encounter with the police, which is coming next. But first, they notice that no one has moved.
They didn't move.
They didn't move.
I'm going...
Off the mic. You can barely hear it.
I'm going to ask again... that people without masks move to the cordon off section of the Performing Arts Center.
Now, at this point in the video, I got video from somebody who was watching this with their video. Their
people that are not wearing masks, I'm going to order you to leave the premises.
Ah, so it's no longer just asking. Now she's ordering, as though she can just tell people what to do, as though they're you're her slave.
Bureaucrats love to misuse vernacular words. Yeah. So in this case, asking was not, this was threatening.
Yeah, it was never an ask.
Never
at
was
no
it an
point.
Ask.
If you do not move to the cordoned-off area.
So the police are coming in. And they basically make a beeline for...
Officers of, like, assistance, removing people that will not remove, go to the cordon-off area, as I consider those to be criminal trespass.
All right, so the officers make a beeline for Nolan Pelletier. He is the Libertarian Party chairman of New Hampshire. And
this,
as you
is,
can see, there's no one sitting near him.
This is a great illustration of how we always talk about police do not protect and serve the people. They protect and serve
the state.
The state, the bureaucrats,
correct,
the system. This is a perfect example, because if the police here, coming into view now in this video and in this situation, if they were there protecting and serving the people,
correct,
they would come in and they would tell the bureaucrats to, hey, shove it and continue with your meeting, because these people aren't doing any harm to anybody or anybody's property.
He wasn't sitting there shouting in the seat. He wasn't, you know, making a ruckus.
Yeah, he was listening to the meeting.
Sitting there watching this meeting. Let me go on now. Here we go. So then Nolan pulls out his video camera here in just a moment. Here he is.
I'm not disabled. Okay. I don't.
You have the guidelines for you, right? If you understand, you can trespass from this premises. Is that what you're asking to do?
I'm not.
Isn't that interesting language from the police officer? Is that what you're asking to do? Are you... The cops... The cop actually says to him, "You could."
Is that what you're asking me to do?
He says, "You could be criminally trespassed from this property. Is that what you're asking to do?" And the strange speaking, the strange language from the cop will continue here in just a moment. It's a very interesting encounter, and I've got some critiques, of course. You know, somebody who's been in these situations a number of times. You can tell Nolan is pretty new at this. We're going to share the rest of his encounter with the police, which ends with him getting in handcuffs and charged with criminal trespass for sitting at a school.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. bank regulator nominee Sally Omarova denied allegations of communist sympathies during a contentious Senate hearing on Thursday as her appointment looked increasingly in doubt amid skepticism from key moderate Democrats. Republican Louisiana Senator John Kennedy.
This is America. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
Chuck Schumer wants the Senate to pass President Joe Biden's social spending plan before Christmas. Standing in his way is the chamber's long to-do list, its rules referee, and more likely than not, Joe Manchin. The House on Friday morning passed $1.7 trillion in new funding to expand the social safety net, sending it to the upper chamber after months of infighting. This is USA Radio News.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but it's the busiest travel week coming up of the... Well, okay, you've heard it before, but it is a very busy travel week with Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, and some stormy weather is expected to affect a lot of people's travels. In the Midwest and later the upper Northeast, there will be heavy rain and high winds. Starting off the week, the conditions could cause air travel delays, just as tens of thousands of people across the nation are starting to head out for Thanksgiving. Travelers are advised to keep an eye on their airline's webpage to check for any possible flight delays. The IRS says almost all of the money it has seized through their Criminal Investigations Unit over the past fiscal year was cryptocurrency, the unit recovering $3.5 billion in crypto over the fiscal year. That amounts to 93% of all its overall seizures. The Bureau is saying it expects it'll seize even more crypto next year. And this is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number if you want to join us is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Jesse Cruz. He's a Free Talk Live member of the new AMPS program.
Thank you, Jesse.
And that is happening over at Patreon. We blew up the old website over a month ago at this point. Yep, it was time.
That was supposed to be an explosion.
And unfortunately, I also had to blow up the old AMP program with the old website. So,
hey, as a musician, I've blown up many an AMP.
Yeah, I bet.
So I know the feeling.
So, anyway, Jesse Cruz, he's signed up over the new Patreon. You can do that as well. He did it for $5 a month. That's all we ask for over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, get some bonuses for doing that. It's amps.freetalklive.com. Use PayPal. You can use debit card or credit card through Patreon at amps.freetalklive.com. We continue here. More from the auditorium at a high school in Plaistow, New Hampshire. It's Timberlane School District at their school board meeting where they're arresting people for so-called criminal trespass because they're not sitting in the segregated area.
What's the New Hampshire definition of trespass, criminal trespass?
Well, criminal trespass normally, and I'm not a lawyer, but I've been charged with it before for doing activism at the jail, actually, once upon a time, where we were a dozen of us, including our friend Nobody was with me, got arrested for protesting, basically, at the jail, and they hit us all with criminal trespass charges. Basically, it can be charged as a violation or a misdemeanor, but it typically means that if someone who has been authorized to tell you to leave tells you to leave and you don't, you can then be hit with a criminal trespass charge.
Right.
And so in this case, they're going to say that, well, this woman at the front of the auditorium was authorized to tell these people to leave, and they didn't leave, and so criminal trespass. So it'll be, you know, interesting to see if they can beat these charges, because this is clearly, as you said, Captain, not service. This is not what people who are there to, quote-unquote, serve you.
Yeah, not in any way.
You know, you pay their salary, but they tell you what to do, is the way it works with the government gang.
What a horrible... You know, just it's a horrible situation.
It's a scam, yeah. Straight up. Now, obviously the best solution is to get your kids the hell out of the government school and stop going to the school board meetings and stop, you know, paying attention to this crap because you're never going to be able to change it. But, you know, I have a place, special place in my heart for people that are still willing to go and fight the good fight.
Yeah.
And in this case, commit an act of civil disobedience, of sitting.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... No one was hurt here. No one was offended, you know, except for these bureaucrats and their stupid rules about, oh, well, if you're not going to wear a mask, you have to sit in the special disabled area.
Doesn't this just, like, reek of, like, Rosa Parks?
Yes, and actually, you know? Well, it's interesting you bring that up because a woman in the audience, you'll hear her, she actually references that coming
really?
Up in the,
hmm.
Yeah, coming up in the video. But right now, the police have approached Nolan Pelletier, and he's the Libertarian Party chairman here in New Hampshire. He's there with his wife. They've been to every meeting so far this year, and now they've been targeted.
So this is the first time that they've
been arrested.
Have they had any other altercations?
They personally have not, but there was the woman that was arrested earlier this year in a similar circumstance for refusing to wear a mask. She was also arrested.
At this same board meeting?
Same board meeting.
Mm.
That was
months ago. I wonder if this guy and his wife came to every board meeting unmasked.
That's a good question. I suspect they did. This might have been the first time that they were sitting in the mask area, if you will, or in the normal seating, the main seating okay. area. So the police approach him.
Well, I don't.
She's got the guidelines here, right? If you understand, you can okay. trespass from this premises. Is that what you're asking to do?
I'm asking to attend the meeting.
Okay, you can attend the meeting. They're just asking that you follow the guidelines.
They're just asking that you follow the guidelines. Okay, well...
Why is there an armed thug in the costume in my face?
It's clear that they're not asking at this point, right? Like, the woman in front, the chairman of the meeting, said she was asking. Then she asked again. Then she said she was going to call the police and have people charged with criminal trespass. So it was clear that she wasn't asking. But yet the cop goes back to the same language about how... We're just asking that you go back here into the segregated section. You can stay for the meeting. We're just asking, hey, why don't you follow the guidelines? Now, if I give you a set of guidelines as to how to do a certain thing, normally the term guideline, this came out with the whole COVID situation where the government's gangs were issuing guidelines about all kinds of things, about running a business and this and that. I'm like, well, if there are guidelines up, they're usually there as something you could take advantage of, right? Like a guideline is something, hey, do you need a guide? Here's the guideline. You can hold on to this guideline. It'll help you get to where you're going if you need it. But if you don't need the guidelines, then you should be free to ignore them. Like normally when I hear the term guideline, I think, oh, that's optional. Maybe I want to use them. Maybe I don't. I should get to make that choice.
Right.
So he's asking for you to just follow the guidelines.
To the other section.
I'm not disabled, though.
Okay. Well,
so I'm not disabled.
Guidelines, right? Correct?
You don't want to follow the guidelines, right? Correct. Is what the cop says to him.
I used to know a sales guy who would do that to people. He'd be like, you want to buy this now, don't you? Yes. Right? That was like how he closed the deal. That's what this cop just did. He answered his own question.
The cop is trying to get him to admit on the record that he is specifically being like this disobedient person.
Right.
And it's a dirty tactic.
Okay, so would you like to have this person from the trespass?
Now, what you really can't see in this video is he's like holding his hands up at this point. He just kind of stops talking to the cop and like holds his hands up as though, all right, cuff me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have that person removed as a criminal trespass.
Yes, please.
I'm not going to resist. You can take me out of here.
What's
up? I'm sorry. You can't be away.
So, unfortunately, that line will not work with the police of,
you're going to have to remove me. I'm not going to resist. Because the definition of resisting arrest, as I understand it, again, not a lawyer, the definition of it is ultimately, if you don't assist the police in your arrest, if you do something that does not actually help them arrest you, then they consider
and
that
why
to be resisting.
Would you help them?
Because you don't want them to beat you, because you don't want them to charge you with resisting arrest. And so Nolan, to his credit, you know, he's saying a thing that he thinks is going to, you know, be effective, and ultimately it's not, because the moment he turned his camera off, which it just switched off as he was putting it in his pocket. But we've got other footage from the official board meeting footage that I've got that is being played here. But what he told me that the officer told him after his camera was turned off, and I knew this was what was said, was, if you don't get up and come with us, we're going to charge you with resisting arrest. So he's already facing a criminal trespass charge,
right,
which is potentially a year in jail. A resisting charge could be another year in jail, right? Like, that's another misdemeanor charge, unless they hit you with resisting with violence, and then it's a felony.
Right.
So usually if you just stay seated, you're not going to get a resisting with violence charge, but they will hit you with a resisting charge. And it's very, very difficult to beat a resisting arrest charge. It's very difficult. I beat it in front of a jury, but that's because I didn't actually resist arrest, and they charged me with it anyway, and the jury saw that, and they voted not guilty on this. If you make the statement that I'm not resisting, but you're going to have to move me physically, they're going to see that as resisting.
I just feel like resisting somebody kidnapping you is a natural thing to do.
It is. It is, which is why so many people get charged with resisting arrest. Like, when somebody grabs on you, your natural your response is to pull away.
Yep.
There's an instant resisting charge right there. And so to his, you know, he figured out that it would be a bad plan to go through with his plan, and he immediately, you know, within seconds, he does go ahead and stand up. So they didn't have to actually grab him. So thankfully, he hasn't been charged with a resisting charge, because if you're going to fight a charge in court, it's best to just have one of them.
Yeah.
You know, the fewer charges you can have, the better off you are. Because,
well, you know how they like to stack them.
Yeah, well, they're stacking them like crazy on me right now in the Crypto 6 case. So he gets up, and interestingly, they don't handcuff him in front of the audience. There's like people start to boo them as they're going to handcuff him. Like, he puts his hands behind his back as though he's going to be handcuffed. And you'll hear it, the audience actually starts to boo, and the police choose to let him walk out, just sort of accompanied out of the room. I'll tell you more about what happened, because later the police claim they didn't actually arrest him. We'll explain that on the way.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire has been arrested this week. Now, he's out on bond at this point. PR, as they call it, personal recognizance. But that's after he was handcuffed, put in the back of a police cruiser, driven down to the police station, booked, and charged with criminal trespass for sitting quietly at a school board meeting.
Wait, you said that they're claiming that he wasn't arrested?
Yeah, and then the next day, when he called the police for whatever reason, he had to like clarify something with them or something, they told him he wasn't actually arrested. I'm like, well, I'm not a lawyer, but it sure as hell sounds like an arrest to me. You got charged, you got stuffed and cuffed and booked.
And driven away in a vehicle with armed dudes in costumes.
Yeah, it's very strange that they then later claimed that, oh, no, we didn't arrest you. We just issued you a citation. Now, I'm pretty sure if you get handcuffed and taken to the police station,
you were kidnapped and detained.
Yeah. It's not the same thing as just issuing a citation and then letting the person walk away from the scene. Not the same thing in any way, shape, or form. Although some people would say that even being issued a citation is technically an arrest, depending on, you know, what legal aspect you want to look at of it. But it's Ian and the captain here in the studio tonight. We're playing back some of the audio from a video that's posted over at freekeen.com. You want to see this actually happen to this guy. He and his wife are sitting in the main area of this auditorium, which is, by the way, you can see
it's
the number of
empty
seats here, right?
Yeah.
Like there's literally at least 8 seats, maybe even more than that, but before the next person in this row.
Yeah.
There's no one around this couple, and they're in the main area. They're not sitting in the segregated area, the back of the bus, as one lady refers to it later on, with the rest of the unmasked people. But the police are sicked on them. This is literally before the meeting, essentially right at the very beginning of the meeting. They stopped the meeting less than 1 minute into the meeting, sick the police on these people after threatening them with criminal trespass, and they go right for the guy. And interestingly, they only go for him, even though his wife is sitting right next to him, also without a mask on. They don't threaten her and put her in handcuffs.
So they tell him, okay, well, you better get in, you can stay at the meeting. You just have to go to the segregated area, okay? This is our guidelines. We're just asking you. And he says, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not disabled, because they said it's for disabled people.
Right.
And then they say, well, look, you know, you better get up or we're going to charge you with resisting arrest. And so he does. And that's where we pick up the rest of this video. Now, there's a woman in the background who starts to kind of have a few things to say. She's hard to kind of make out in this at this point, but she will get a little bit more clear. But what we're seeing is the LPNH guy puts his hands behind his back as though he's going to be arrested. And I think I had the volume turned down a little bit. Somebody in the audience starts to boo when he does that, and that's when they decide to let him walk out without the handcuffs on. Only to then put the handcuffs on him outside of the auditorium.
Right, to make less of a spectacle out of it.
Once he's away from the rest of the audience, then they go ahead and do that. So I'm going to jump the video ahead just a little bit until where this lady starts to have a few things to say, and you can actually understand her.
If you sit in that area, it's respectful, please.
Interesting.
Is she right?
I mean, they're different situations.
They are different situations, and there's people in the audience that groan at this, right? Like, and I don't know if they're in the audience or if they're actually on the stage. Maybe they are on the stage because the mics are picking them up, and at this point, all we get are the on-stage mics are picking up audio. That's why you can't hear the rest of the conversation between him and the cops.
But, I mean, segregation is segregation.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be racial segregation to be segregation.
Is one worse than the other? Because that's what the people who are groaning would want you to believe. It's like, oh, come on. You can't compare this to what happened to Rosa Parks.
I mean, again, even like the old maritime definition of a crime requires a victim or property damage. Right. Mm-hmm. I see no crime being committed here. They weren't being disruptive in any way, shape, or form. It appears as if they were just sitting there listening to the meeting.
Yeah.
And one of these bureaucrats who, mind you, is on stage and
it's not just one of the bureaucrats. It's all of them.
Right. They noticed that, oh my gosh, there's somebody unmasked in the only masked only area. Mm-hmm. This reminds me of what I hate about politicians is, one of the many things I hate about them, is this sort of rock star treatment. They feel as if they're rock stars, right? So here we have bureaucrats on stage, much like you would have, you know, a band or
a
singer.
The lights are shining up.
The lights are shining down. The video cameras are on. Yeah. They got a bit of an audience.
Sure.
And they want to throw their weight around a little bit, right?
Right.
Even at like a metal show, you know, somebody chucks a beer bottle up and, you know, hits your bass player in the head.
Not cool.
Not cool. You're going to look over at the security guard and be like, hey, can you throw that guy right there who just threw the ball? Can you kick him out, please?
That should be a criminal charge, honestly.
That should be a criminal charge. Nothing like that occurred here.
No. Although they might have deserved it, it didn't happen.
Right.
And I don't support violence, but I wouldn't blame somebody if they did.
But it certainly is segregation.
Yeah, it's segregation based on a medical choice. Like, oh,
it's scarlet lettering is what it is, in my opinion. Or the opposite of scarlet, you know, the inversion of scarlet lettering, where like, well, if you're docile and compliant, then you get the privilege of sitting over here. Yep. If you are not docile and compliant, then you got to go over here at the little kiddie table with the disabled people.
Now, I think one of the other differences that somebody would bring up, and they're not wrong to point this out, is, oh, well, Rosa Parks couldn't choose whether or not to be black.
That's true.
You can choose whether or not to get a vaccine, or you can choose whether or not to put on a mask. Does that make it somehow more acceptable to segregate people?
Not to me.
No, I don't think it does either.
Especially being, I mean, I would assume most of the world has gotten over the whole masks don't really help it.
Yeah, actually, one of the audience members in the mask-free section, because there's several people in the cordoned-off, quote-unquote, disabled section, and they have some things to say.
My family's got up here. You know, about 7 months ago, we moved from Massachusetts, where, trust me, a lot of you people belong, because this slime ball would be down there all the time. We would fit in so well.
And that's exactly what they should do. These people should move down to Massachusetts or New York or wherever, and they will have people that they will fit in with.
And the main reason why I moved here is because of the masking and the fear that the school in Tewksbury imposed on my child has had a little bit of a mental effect on him. And you don't care about that, because if you did, you'd listen to us. And nothing is more middle and down road than just parent choice. I just want the choice to have my kid not wear a mask. He doesn't have to wear a mask anywhere else but in the school. It makes no sense. Karate class, no mask, nothing. But for some reason, you all think a paper mask works. It says right on the box, it does not protect COVID. Every mask that is sold, because they have liability. Because if you all got COVID, you sue them. I mean, it makes no sense. So 2 weeks before the school year started, the principal at Atkinson Academy told my son that masks were going to be optional. So as a six-year-old, he was pretty pumped because he hates wearing them. But, you know, that obviously changed. But it disgusts me. And it disgusts me to see, like, from an outsider, like, I've been to other school board meetings. You guys, disgusting. The fact that you had people arrested tonight is also disgusting. And, like, you're going to get publicly shamed. You know, watch out in the supermarkets, your restaurants, wherever you go. People will know what crappy people you are. If there's any other, listen, I'll tell them. These parents will tell them. You will be shamed. It's disgusting. And may God bless you, because you're going to need it.
So, now, this guy who was talking was not wearing a mask.
Correct. He was in the special area.
Okay, because I saw some people sitting down, like, next to him with masks.
No, those people were not masked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I just love what he had to say. That's why I included it in the video, because he's awesome. He basically tells him, go to Massachusetts. You don't belong here, and we're going to shame you. And honestly, besides pulling your kids out of the government schools, which is the best solution here, look, just stop dealing with these people. Yeah. Just get your kids out of these, you know, indoctrination camps. But secondly, yeah, if you see these people, these tax feeders in your community, and you will, because we live in small towns here in New Hampshire, there's a good chance you're going to run into somebody at a grocery store.
Yep.
Then give them a mouthful right there when they can't call the cops and have you stop, and let them know that you don't appreciate what they're doing. You're completely within your rights to say something to somebody in public.
Call them out.
And, you know, if you don't want to say it in the store, wait till they come out of the store and go to their car and make them uncomfortable, make them want to quit their jobs and leave New Hampshire. There's more coming up. Hour 3's on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.